Right. I want to speak to Cara Macklin, who's the owner of the Milesian Manor, Katrina, who's the... Oh, I haven't got Cara Macklin. I've got Katrina Doyle. I've got Katrina Doyle, who's the another representative of the Dementia Cafe. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, Katrina. You're launching a dementia cafe ahead of World Alzheimer's Day. And this is in Mahrafelt, is that right?
In Mahrafelt, in Milesian Manor Lifestyle Care Home.
And where exactly is that in the Mahrafelt area?
It's out the hospital road and down Ballyheifer Hill.
Okay, so easy enough to find if you're in the general vicinity. And a dementia cafe, what is it? What does it involve, Katrina?
The Dementia Cafe, the reason that we are launching it today is to provide a source of support and advice for families in the community. We realise it can be very difficult for families caring for a loved one in the community, and it's just really to provide advice and support for them and to meet other families going through the same difficulties that they're facing.
And a considerable number of families are going through this challenge, so people who are living with dementia in Northern Ireland are going to be able to benefit from this new cafe. And in many ways, it will be people who have shared experiences, but I'm sure you want other people to enjoy the delights of your cafe as well.
Yes, so we have targeted families that have somebody that has a diagnosis of dementia, but we are also passionate about getting the information out to people in the community without families that have diagnosis, so that we can raise awareness about dementia. As we know, we have a ever-growing population of older people, and therefore the rates of dementia is going to increase. And the more people that are aware of it and the better knowledge that is out there, the better care the residents with dementia will get.
And you yourself, you're a mental health nurse.
Yes, I am indeed. I'm a mental health nurse and I specialise in dementia. I've done numerous courses from I graduated and I'm very passionate about dementia and making sure that residents with dementia get the best care possible.
It is a very good idea, and the cafe is the standard of the tuck-in. Is it pretty good? Sell it to me well here, Katrina. You know,
yes,
have you good cooks?
We have fabulous on-site cooks, but we also have tray bakes and scones and fresh shortbread, and tea and coffee is always in the go here in Milesian Manor, so that's available in the cafe as well.
The Milesian Manor, how did it get its name? It's a strange name, isn't it?
It's a strange name. It was got from a fight that happened numerous years ago, and the old directors of the company got the name, and therefore then it carried on. We've just opened the lifestyle care home of Milesian Manor, but Milesian Manor Nursing Home was running before that for 30 years. It had a fabulous reputation. The care in Milesian Manor's second to none, so therefore we wanted to carry on the name in the new lifestyle care home.
Yeah. Did you say it grew from a fight that started many years ago,
like a battle? A battle in the grounds, and that's where it has come from. Obviously, the nursing home was built on the grounds where the battle happened, and that's where the name derived from.
I love the way a South Derry girl calls it a fight. I love that. Katrina, great speaking to you, and it is open for business. Every success with it, and thanks for highlighting it this morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care. Thanks.
That is Katrina Doyle, who's organising that dementia cafe as an opportunity for you to drop by as an option for you if you're considering stopping off in the vicinity around Mahrafelt.